Parshas told us Shvi. Yitzchak sends Yaakov away to Padan Aram to marry Lavan's daughters. The Lavan is the brother of Rivka, his mother. When Esav sees that Yaakov follows through, and this is his father's wish, he also goes to marry specifically from their family. He goes to the daughter of Yishmael to marry her. Pasuk, hey. Vayishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov, and Yitzchak sent Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Aram, and he went towards Padan Aram. Lavan Besuel, Ben Besuel Arami, to Lavan, the son of Besuel from Aram, Achi Rivka, the brother of Rivka, Ein Yaakov Esav, the mother of Yaakov and Esav. Why is this part of the Yichus that it's the mother of Yaakov and Esav? Why it describes him here this way? Rashi says he doesn't know. But Yar Esav and Esav saw he beirach Yitzchak as Yaakov. He saw that Yitzchak benched Yaakov. Vishilach Yosef Adin Arom, and he sent him to Padan Arom. Lachas Lebisham Isha to marry a woman over there. Bebarcha Yosef after he blessed him. By Tzavel of Lema Loitigach Isha Mivnestan, and then he commanded him to not take a wife from the daughters of Knan. By Yishma Yaakov, and Yaakov heard to El Aviv Lema to his father and mother's voice. By Yosef Adin Arom, and he actually went to Padan Arom. Says Rashi. By Yishma Yaakov, this is actually connected to the puzzle before. So by Yar Esav, Esav saw that Yaakov got the brachas, and he saw that Yaakov followed through with what his father and mother requested and went to Padan Aram. Zok Rashi, Mechubar Lenin Shalman, it's connected to what it's written in the puzzle before. By Yar Esav, Kiberach Yitzchak B'chulu, and B'chishilach Esav Padan Aram, that he was sent to Padan Aram, B'chishama Yaakov al-Aviv, B'chulach Padan Aram, and he actually heard that Yaakov went and journeyed to Padan Aram, B'chiroiz B'noiz Kanan, and the daughters of Kanan are bad in the eyes of his parents. B'chulach Gamhul Yishmael, this was the continuation that he went to Yishmael. Pasuk Ches and Tes. By Yar Esav, and Esav saw Kiroiz B'noiz Kanan, B'chulach that the daughters of Knan are not good in the eyes of Yitzchak, his father. But Yilach Esav al Yishmael. Esav went to Yishmael. But Yikach has Machlas bas Yishmael. He took for a wife Machlas, the daughter of Yishmael, ben Avram, the son of Avram. Achos Nevoyes, the sister of Nevoyes. Al Nasav. In addition to his previous wives, he took her loy Leisha for him as a wife. Zok Rashi, Achos Nevoyes, the sister of Nevoyes. The Mashmash number bas Yishmael. Any Yedeshi Achos Nevoyes. When he tells us she's the daughter of Yishmael, we know that automatically she's the sister of Nevoyes. So why does he need to point that out here? Once she was appointed as a wife for Esav, so Yishmael passed away before she actually had a chance to marry, and therefore so Nevoyes, her brother, married her off to Esav. Another thing we learn from the comparison and the continuation of this psukim that it compares and contrasts Esav's move to marry Yishmael to Yaakov. We learn another thing. We learn that at that point, Yaakov was 63 years old. How do we come to that calculation? Yishmael was 74 when Yaakov was born. Why? Because it says Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana, Yitzchak was 60, and Yishmael was 14 years older. So inside, he was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana, Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov and Esav were born. Harei Shivim Arba. So Yitzchak was 60. He was 74 when at that point. Yishmael was 60. Was 74. Ushneisav hayu mea shleishim b'sheva. The sum total of Yishmael's years were 137. Yaakov was when Yishmael died 63 years old, and we just learned that Yishmael died right then when Esav went to take his daughter. Right, it was in the middle of the engagement. That's where Yishmael died. So we learn from here that Yaakov was at that point 63 years old. We learn another thing. That we're going to, based on this calculation, we'll realize all of a sudden that there are 14 years missing. And these are the 14 years that Yaakov, Mikan Shenitlam, Beis Eber, that he stopped in this message of Eber to learn for 14 years. After which he went to Haran to continue on and get married to Rivka. To before Yosef was born, when he was in the house of Laban, it only took 14 years. I served you, says Yaakov to Laban, for 14 years to marry your daughters. Another 6 years for your cattle, which was after the schar that he got for his from cattle. The whole story was that was after Yosef was born. Then he said, and that's when he started taking schar from the sheep. Yosef was 30 years when he became king. So now let's backtrack and see exactly where those years went. So it was 9 years until Yaakov actually came down to Mitzrayim. Sheva shel Seva, Shtayim shel Rav, seven years of good years, Shtayim shel Rav, and two hunger years. Yaakov amar l'paray, and Yaakov said to Paray, Yimei shnei megurai, shloshim v'ashana. So Yaakov, when he presented himself to Paray, he said, the years of my life have been 130 years. So now let's make the calculation. Where did these 130 years? 14 years before Yosef was born. Another 30 years, which brings it to 44 years. that when Yosef became king. And now, after those 44, another 9 years, Mishamalach Ad Sheba Yaakov, because it said it took 9 years of the hunger until he came down to Mitzrayim. So that's in 53 years. Harei Chamish Mishalash. So together, and he said he's 130 years when he stood in front of Paray. We only have accounted 116. Where did these 14 years go? After he got the brachas and he was on the way to Lavan, he hid in the yeshiva of Eber 14 years. Rashi continues a little bit out of this Indian, but connected. He was not punished for those years that he didn't serve Yaakov. It was close to because he was dedicated to learning Torah. We know that Yaakov was punished, that Yosef was separated from him for 22 years. From when he was 17, when his brothers ripped the Passim and sold him, until he was 39, because we said at 30 he became king of Mitzrayim, and 9 years later Yaakov went down. So from 17 to 39, which is connected to Esamishtaim, it's connected to 22 years, that Yaakov was not in front of Yitzhak and didn't have the opportunity to respect him. Kinege those 22 years, he served in Yosef. He was punished that Yosef wasn't with him. They were 20 years in the house of Laban, and 2 years that he spent on the way. They learned out of this pasuk why they have to make a bias and sukkah. Those seasons. 18 months. The bias refers to the winter days. The sukkah is having a sukkah. And sukkah is which are outdoors, those are for the summer days. He learned in the yeshivas Aver on the way to going to Lavan. Therefore, he was not punished for those 14 years, rather only for the 20 years that he was with Beis Lavan and the 2 years that Yaakov spent on the way, that he didn't have an opportunity to serve Yitzchak. For those 22 years, he was punished that Yosef wasn't with him for 22 years. Now, Rashi, the pasuk said, Al Nashav, means over here, Hoisif Rishal Rishasa, he added to his first Rishas, he didn't send away the first ones, he just added this daughter of Yishma.